Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Tehran, Iran. Iran partners with Al-Qaeda, even as Syria wants Iran to leave their country. That's the headline. Ken Timmerman comes with more details.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Ken, it looks like Mike Pompeo, the outgoing Secretary of State, is going to stay busy at the task until he has to leave office, warning that the Islamic Jihadist organization, Al-Qaeda, now has a new home base, and that is in Iran. This is not a good development, is it?
Well, it's not a good development, Jimmy, except, I must say, I applaud Secretary Pompeo for making that announcement. We have known that Al-Qaeda has a relationship with Iran for many, many years. It has been, however, the U.S. State Department that has refused to acknowledge this public. The Treasury Department has repeatedly sanctioned Al-Qaeda members in Iran and has stated that they were based in Iran and they were conducting activities sanctioned by the Iranian regime. But the State Department has never wanted to do that. So I really do applaud the courage of Secretary Pompeo to overrule the professional diplomats at the State Department that Iran has a good working relationship with Al-Qaeda.
Ken, let me stay with Iran just a moment more. Looks like Iran is trying to deepen their roots in Syria, despite signs that the Syrians may no longer say that Iran is welcome in their nation. What do you know?
Well, that's going to be very interesting to watch this develop. Yes, the Iranians want to remain in Syria. They want to keep that land bridge open through Iraq so they can resupply Hezbollah from Iraq, through Iraq, and through Syria directly into Lebanon. The Syrian regime is making some noises, some suggestions, floating a trial balloon that they would like to see Iran step back from Syria because they believe that the Iranians are essentially keeping the war going when Syria, with the help of the Russians, are trying to tamp it down and put an end to the war so they can start reconstruction. So this is going to be an interesting tension to watch develop over the next couple of months, Jimmy.
Ken Timmerman explaining Iran's major presence in the Middle East. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. Ken's report on the Iranian partnership with Al-Qaeda and Syria's desire for Iran to leave this war-torn nation is an update on two of the key players in the prophetic scenario for the Middle East region in the end times. Iran, mentioned in Ezekiel 38:5, and Syria, referred to as the King of the North in Daniel 11:40, will align with other Islamic nations to endeavor to destroy the Jewish state of Israel. That stage is set for this prophetic scenario to be fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...